Want to have better conversations? Join the Small Talk Made Simple class. In this 10-day email course, you'll learn how to be more confident and competent at approaching people, having meaningful conversations, and talking about yourself. And it's completely free. Sign up now at thecmethod.com. You're listening to Stand Out, Get Noticed, the show that helps you communicate with confidence so you can stand out from the crowd and get noticed by all the right people. To subscribe to the show, go to thecmethod.com. What's up, Rockstar? Christina Canters with you here for episode 73 of Stand Out, Get Noticed. Now, in this episode, I am very excited to be sharing with you a conversation I had with Andrew Lovick, who is an incredibly charismatic conversation and communication skills expert. But before we get into that, I want to say a big thank you to everyone who helped me with my survey. Yes, I sent out a survey to my subscribers and people who went through my confidence course because I am in the process of creating online products for you, but I wanted to figure out what topics you guys wanted to learn about the most and in what sort of format. So if you're listening and you did fill out that survey, thank you so much. Now, if you haven't filled out that survey and you want to get 20% off your very first purchase, just go to thecmethod.com/survey. That's thecmethod.com/survey. It'll take you less than 60 seconds. It's only two questions. And the questions are, what topic would you like to learn more about? And which of these product options would you be most interested in purchasing? That's all it is. And if you want 20% off your first purchase, all I ask is that you pop in your email address there so I know who to send the coupon link to. So if that's something that sounds interesting to you, personally, it would really help me out and I'd really, really appreciate your help with it. So just head on over to thecmethod.com/survey. Alrighty. Now in this episode, this is actually an interview that I did with Andrew Lovick for my first podcast. So I'm sharing this interview again because I think it's really, really valuable. And I hate to think that this conversation is being lost in the interwebs and in the archives. And I really want to share it again with you because I know I have a bunch of new listeners now and it would be great for you to have exposure to this awesome conversation that I had. So Andrew is a Navy veteran and he's also an expert in communication skills. I remember when I met him at the social media marketing world back in 2014, we just had the most amazing conversation and we clicked straight away. And I said to him, mate, I've got to get you on my podcast. I was just blown away by his energy, his generosity, and his natural ability to really engage with people in conversation. Some of the things we talk about include, why is there a stigma between talking to and approaching strangers? What's the worst that could happen if we do get rejected? Andrew shares his tips on how to not appear creepy when you're approaching people for the first time and what to do if you don't feel that you're quite clicking with someone and you think the conversation is stalling. All that and much, much more in this conversation with Andrew Lovick. So let's get to it. Without further ado, I hope you enjoy.
Born and raised in a small town, not very many people in Arkansas, and ended up in the military, and ended up coming all the way out to California, and now I'm finishing my communications degree at San Diego State, and I love people. Growing up, my entire life, I've been so passionate about people and meeting people and talking to people. I've never met a stranger, and so I kind of wanted to get into the nitty-gritty on how that works and how we can develop ourselves to be better at that. And why some people are really good at it and why some people aren't very good at it and how you can be better and learn.
So is this something that you can learn?
Oh, definitely. This is something that you can totally learn. And some people are more natural than others, but there are techniques and ways to practice that can really help boost you up and get out of the rut that you think you're in as far as thinking that you're not a natural speaker, you're not a natural communicator, you're not a natural talker, and you just feel like you're just a stuck introvert, and which is nothing wrong with being an introvert, and there's nothing wrong with feeling that way. You're not alone, and there's tons of people out there that are working on improving themselves as far as speaking publicly or privately in communication between other people or in groups.
So clearly you love speaking to people and you're a great conversationalist. And I know this because I've met you in person and we've hung out a bit and you're a great person to be around. Were you always like that?
Thank you. I think I always have been. I mean, I love people so much and my wife gets so mad at me because when we go out and talk to people and meet people, I might conversate with them more than I do my own wife and I get in trouble a little bit. I think it's something I've always had and, it's something that I just really like to key in on. And, you know, I guess if you're good at something, stick with it. And I like helping other people discover that and help other people with tips to get them in the right direction when it comes to communicating with others, because it's such an awesome thing.
Yeah. Yeah, that is awesome. Obviously, it's an area that I'm really passionate about as well. So, I'm so glad that we met and that we're able to talk about this now. Okay, now I want to talk about approaching strangers, because it's a topic that I haven't addressed yet on this podcast. And I know it's something that it's hard for a lot of people, and it's hard for me too. And it's something that I've had to force myself to do, just to start speaking to random people. And it's particularly difficult in New York City, I'll be honest, because people appear to be quite closed off. Now, could you tell me, Andrew, why is it so hard for people to strike up conversations with strangers, and why is it important for us to get more practiced at doing this?
You know, I believe that the bigger cities you go to, like living in San Diego, it's the same way. People are hard to talk to versus people in the Midwest, where everyone will talk to anyone and have a cup of coffee with you, and it's not a big deal. I think where you're in a bigger city and it's more fast-paced environment and more fast-paced life, people are going from point A to point B quicker and not really thinking about much of anything else. And I think that for starting off and approaching strangers, it's tough because, one, there's a weird stigma behind it. There's a stigma behind somebody looking at you funny or looking at you weird or kind of scoffing at you. There's a stigma and there's that fear of rejection of, well, if I go to try and talk to someone or I don't want to bother them, and, you know, you kind of talk yourself out of meeting someone, that really could potentially be a key individual that will help you in a network of yours, that the 6 degrees of separation. I mean, somebody knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody, and they might have a connection to your dream job or whatever it is that you're super passionate about.
What are some simple things that people can do in order to make approaching strangers just a little bit easier?
I think that approaching strangers and having a way, something to connect yourself to them, like, for instance, creating yourself a business card. And you have a card with your name. It doesn't have to be anything fancy or special. You can get them off the internet. And put a few things that you're active in or involved in or passions of yours. And then when you are talking, you say, excuse me, do you have nice to meet you. Do you have a card? And then, yes, well, I'll hand you one of my cards. Then they can look at your card and say, oh, you're involved in this organization. Wow. Boom. You two now have a common thing to speak about and talk about, which puts you on a whole nother level and you're not strangers anymore. That's one technique, but really don't be afraid to go talk to people and have a conversation. I mean, someone might be wearing a jacket with a sports team that you know of or like. Someone might have a certain bag of a certain company. There's many different ways to kind of connect yourself to that person. And if you can figure out how to do that, starting the conversation is a lot easier than going up and saying, hi, my name is, who are you? So I really feel that if you kind of strategically find something that links you two together similarly and that you can have a common ground on or talk to and say, oh, you're from Arkansas? I'm from Arkansas too. Wow, boom. And then you start talking about Arkansas, and that opens up the doors to much more avenues of communication and much more avenues of getting to know a complete stranger who you didn't know 2 seconds ago.
Some listeners might be asking, why is this important? Why should I be talking to strangers?
Very good question. You know, in my humble opinion, this day and age, we're so wrapped up in social media, which I think is a great tool. But I think sometimes you get too enmeshed in social media, and you lose out on that personal connection. And when you really have that personal connection and you meet someone face-to-face and have a conversation with them, then you have their card, you send them an email a day later, hey, we talked about this, it was so great to meet you. Now they have you in the back of their head, and that way, if you ever need something, or if there's a, say they're in a position at a job that you know of that they're hiring, and you're trying to get a job there, or there's something that you need, you can say, hey, remember me? We met 6 months ago on the train. We both were from this area. We talked for 30 minutes about this. I just recently saw that there was a position open at the company you work at. Do you have any contacts? Great to hear from you. I look forward to speaking to you again. And that person will, I would say 90% of the time go, oh yeah, that was a really cool person. That was an awesome individual. We had a great conversation face to face. Let me see and put in a word to HR. And that'll get you a lot farther than per se just email or applying online to a company to where that you don't have any, you don't know anybody who works there, or, and that's kind of like the whole form of LinkedIn, finding connections. You know, it's basically like LinkedIn but real life.
And yeah, and that's a much more powerful way of making a good impression, right? Because
definitely.
It's like that, having that human connection, that face-to-face interaction is so much more engaging, and you're able to really start to build that sort of relationship. It's much easier to do that face-to-face than just via email or seeing someone on LinkedIn or whatever.
No, definitely. And face-to-face is so much more impressionable. And as we move more into the social and digital age, we start to kind of lose that. So when you have that real face-to-face conversation, I think it kind of stands out more.
Because less and less people are doing it now.
Exactly.
So how does one approach someone at a networking event or a university event or whatever, or even just out of the blue, just to practice speaking to strangers, I suppose, how does one not come across as being really creepy?
That's a great question, because that's a very valid fear. You don't want to go kind of mosey on up and look awkward, or because we all feel awkward when we're trying to approach a complete stranger at an event or at anything like that. I would say, I would ask the question, have you ever been upset meeting a stranger who's extremely excited and has a high energy level? Now, I can't name a person that I've met that where I was like not kind of affected by their positive energy and their excitement. So what I try and do is I try and, when someone kind of gives you that look and you have that kind of like 2 to 3 second weird stare when you're making eye contact, I get really excited. Either try and throw up a high five and bring it, and not even give them a chance to react and say, oh, we haven't met yet. How are you doing? My name's Andrew. How have you been? What do you do? Tell me about yourself. I'm really excited to know. And if you bring that positive energy, that excitement, that'll resonate, and they'll feed off of that instead of, hi, you know?
Yeah.
So I did that at Social Media Marketing World, and I really just got so much positive feedback and met so many awesome people just by bringing the energy. And it's very exhausting, and it's something that I would definitely practice on. And because you don't want to come off and just like bear hug someone and be like crazy, but you know, no one wants to meet someone who's kind of a very soft or negative or very shy type of person. They want the energy. They want the spark. Bring it.
Mm.
Just go all out and just bring everything you got, and create a positive impact, and just meet this person and be excited to meet them, and they will reciprocate and be excited to meet you as well.
Okay, so just bring a little bit of a higher energy level than you would normally be in your day to day.
Definitely.
Okay, that's really interesting. Definitely. I never thought about that before. And a good handshake, right? That would be key.
I think good handshake is key. I think a lot of times, you know, eye contact is very important. Your nonverbal cues, they have to kind of go with the energy that you speak. So when you're talking about, like, you got to really use your hands and really kind of get into it and just sell the role of being the most excited, most interesting person there, and kind of make it to where they want to know why you're so excited. Well, because you have the opportunity to get to know them. And that's, I think that's a very powerful, powerful thing.
Yeah, because it's obviously showing that you like something about them, and everyone likes having attention on them, right? Everyone likes thinking that people like them. Just going back to that, you mentioned earlier a fear of rejection. I know we all suffer from this fear. I suffer from this fear, and I just wonder, what's actually the worst that could happen? Okay, say we try and approach someone and we go and give them a high five and they don't reciprocate, which is just, for the person trying to give the high five, that would just be really embarrassing, because I guess you have been rejected in that sense. Have you got any words of advice for people who may be feeling that fear right now? Like, how does one deal with that?
Oh, definitely. And when you're in a situation, remember, you can walk away at any time. You're controlling the situation. So remember and tell yourself, you are in control. You have the power. You are the one who is mitigating that situation. So if you're not, you know, for instance, there was times at the event that I was at that people just weren't feeling it. We weren't clicking. I got a card anyways, and I recognized, instead of kind of lingering, thank you so much for the card, I'll be sending you an email. Sent them an email anyways, right, now that I have their information, because if there's no real connection, you don't need to force it. And, of course, walking away, you're going to feel, you know, kind of let down, and you got that, and it really builds on that fear. But if you go to the next person, and then they're excited, just as excited as you are, when you bring that energy, that fear goes away completely. And then after you're done conversing, and you have their card, or you've got their information, and you feel so good, when you're walking away, you're on cloud nine, and you're on top of the world. And that fear of rejection has been chipped away a little bit. And the more and more that you do this, the more and more you'll chip away at that fear of rejection. Not every, you know, instance of approaching a stranger is going to be perfect. Even for me, it's not perfect all the time. But you have the power. You're the one who's initiating the conversation. You have the power to close the conversation and move on. And that's a powerful thing, is thinking about, you're the one who's in control of the situation. The person you're going to talk to does it. So the fact that you have the power, why are you going to let them add to your fear of rejection, or add to your, you know, insecurities?
Okay. So if you think that you're in the driver's seat, you're the one who's controlling the conversation.
Yeah, you're in the driver's seat.
Right.
You know,
I like
what?
That.
If they are going to take, you know, if they're not feeling you, you can take a right or left turn, and you're going to meet someone else who's going to be just as excited as you. And it might take you two or three people to find that one person who's excited. But when you do, it's going to be well worth it.
That's cool. And that's a massive confidence booster right there. When you have these little wins and you come away feeling just good about it. I might just add here, if anyone is at some sort of event and they're feeling nervous about approaching someone, I would say grab a friend and go up to them. And because I did this once after a lecture, and I was really nervous about approaching the speaker afterwards, and my friend just grabbed me and said, right, come on, we're going to go do it. So we kind of sidled up beside him because he was talking to someone else. And then my friend goes, all right, that's it, we're butting in. So he kind of interjected and said, you know, it's so great to meet you. We just want to quickly say thanks so much for your talk. And so he said hi to us and shook both of our hands. And that was a good way, because I don't know if I would have done that by myself. So I would say if you're at a networking event or there's someone that you're a bit nervous about meeting, grab a friend and give each other that support. I think that works really well. That worked for me.
Definitely, definitely. And it's funny that you bring that up, because there was a young girl who was definitely afraid of meeting people and networking, and she just kept saying, I'm not good at this. I said, well, come tag along with me. And she's like, oh, I just want to stay behind you and just, you know, reap all the benefits of talking. And what I ended up doing was I ended up saying, have you all met, you know, so-and-so, and throwing her into the situation to get rid of. And she was very uncomfortable at first. But as the more and more we kept doing it, I could see her getting more and more comfortable, and then she was approaching people. And then by not too much longer after that, I wasn't having to have her come with me. And we were able, and so she was able to go out on her own and do her own thing and meet with people, because she had eventually got that confidence built up. And I think doing it together, any task, you know, with someone else who's going to be there to kind of help you and push you, is a great thing. But eventually, once your confidence is up, you can do it on your own. And then if you find someone else who's struggling, now you know how to grab them, bring them with you, and show them and help them. And one day they'll get comfortable and help someone else.
Fantastic. That's so great. Okay, so a lot of the stuff or the scenarios that we've been alluding to are, you know, these sort of higher pressure networking events or events where you might be someone where you may meet someone who might be able to help you with a job and extending your professional network in that sense. What are some other situations that people could potentially practice approaching strangers that's in a less like a lower pressure situation where the outcome doesn't really matter either way? It's just more just practicing. Like what can people do in their day-to-day lives to prepare themselves?
I'm so excited that you asked this question because I was totally thinking about this earlier today and I forgot about it. Sporting events is the easiest place because most of the time you're sitting next to a complete stranger.
Sorry, where?
And you
where?
Both have a common interest, and that's the sports team.
Oh, a sports team.
And you start talking about the sports team, then you start talking about other things, and maybe something will come out of that, maybe nothing will, but that's good exercise because really there's no bad outcome to asking the person next to you how their day is going.
Mm.
Because you're forced to sit next to the stranger for an elongated period of time.
Yeah, and I guess during the game you're going to be very vocal anyway. So you're already in that mindset of I'm just going to be yelling and screaming, and if you say to them, oh, you know, I love this team so much, that was amazing, did you see that? They're already screaming, so they're going to be like, yeah, that was awesome, that was totally cool.
And you're already communicating with them. So you have this kind of similar bond that you're cheering for the same team, or you're rooting against each other, and you can joke about that and still strike up a conversation. So there's you know, that fear is not as big. And, you know, it's such a beneficial exercise as talking to someone during sporting events. It's great.
Yeah, it's a really good suggestion. Because I know, like, you know, usually if you're just walking along the street or if you're on the train, like public transport is hard. That's really hard because people are so silent. But, you know, I actually saw yesterday I was on the subway and there was a young guy just sitting there, and he had his headphones in, right? Which is a clear indication, do not talk to me. I don't want to talk to you, right? An older woman just went and sat down next to him, and she just said to him, is this the C train? And he didn't respond, obviously, because he had his headphones in, but he kind of saw her out of the corner of his eye, and she said again, is this the C train? Now, I know most people would be mortified if they asked someone a question and they didn't respond, right? But she just sort of looked at him again and asked again, and he eventually took out his earphones and looked at her and said, yes, it is, and helped her. She said, oh, okay, thank you, I just wanted to check. And that was it. And I thought it was so great to see someone just willing to just open up and just opening up those lines of communication there. I just thought that was really admirable because you don't see that. I know a lot of people would just rather sit there and have no idea where they're going rather than actually ask someone sitting next to them. So I think, you know, if people out there are feeling really brave, you know, practice speaking to people on public transport or in the lift and just see how, make it a competition. See, you know, wow, how awkward can I make this? or can I make this into a non-awkward situation? Because it's already pretty awkward when you're standing in the elevator or the lift.
Oh, definitely. But, you know, what's cool about situations like that is obviously, you know, both individuals or the party of individuals are going to the kind of the same place or heading in the same direction. So you already have something in common that you're traveling to a certain point. And, you know, in an elevator, it's so awkward, you know, and then there's that uncomfortable silence. I like to kind of tell jokes or kind of just throw out a joke. And people really open up, and a lot of people are really relieved, or especially like on the public transit here in San Diego, talking to people. People are kind of relieved, like there's this kind of like uncomfortable silence, and it's supposed to be that way, but people know it's not supposed to be that way. So when someone does break the barrier, they have this kind of relief about them. And some people are receptive and some people aren't, but it really just comes down to just, hey, you know what? You know, I made an effort to talk to somebody that I've never met in my life, and awesome. If it doesn't work, that's fine. There's plenty other people on the public transit. Plenty other times you'll be in an elevator or at a sporting event. It's not, you know, the end of the world. And I think that a lot of people just really kind of shut down and saying, well, no one really wants to hear about my day, or no one really wants to converse with me. And I, you know, as humans on like a human level, you know, conversation is just, it's normal. I mean, language is rooted in us, and speaking to other individuals and connecting is like a rooted feeling and a rooted emotion. And that's something that comes natural. And so people really long for that connection and long for meeting an individual, whether you get a card or get a connection out of it, just having a conversation. There are times where I've gone to a bar or a coffee shop and I've just had a conversation with an individual, a very enriching conversation, and I've never seen them again, or traveling, having a layover. And these are the types of things that really kind of enrich us as people. And I think that the more you go about doing that and the more you practice it, the more you're going to find out, like, wow, this is really awesome. And I don't even travel with headphones in anymore because I don't want to miss out on meeting somebody.
That's so cool. I love that. It's a great attitude. It's a great approach. I especially love the attitude of, you know, I'm actually going, people on public transport, you know, I'm going to provide some relief here and actually break the awkward silence. That's really cool. All right, Andrew, well, we're coming to the end of the interview, unfortunately, but I just want to ask you, do you have any other tips that you want to share with our listeners about communication and speaking with strangers?
You know, I think just practice. Practice makes perfect. And, you know, meet people and go out and talk. And I think as far as like coming up with certain things, one of the techniques I use, and I spoke a little bit about it earlier, but I don't know if I explained it, was when I, on my card, you know, I put like certain organizations that I'm a part of, like philanthropy organizations or things that I'm passionate about. And I think it's something that if you were to hand that to someone and they were to look at it and say, oh, wow, you like Habitat for Humanity, just as an example. I volunteer there all the time, or I actually help throw this event. And you just don't know because you guys don't talk about that. So that's a really kind of easy way to kind of weasel a connection in there without actually talking about it.
Yeah, so just giving people a reason to talk to you. Feeding them these little snippets of like little cues, I suppose. Giving them cues that it's going to help them to then make conversation back with you.
Definitely.
Awesome. Oh, well, thank you so much, Andrew, for joining me on the podcast today. It's been an absolute pleasure having you. You've shared some...
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it, and I've had a blast.
Thanks again to Andrew Lovick for being so generous and for being a guest on the show. I'll put links to how you can contact Andrew and also notes from this episode in the show notes at thecmethod.com/Andrew. Alrighty, and that's all from me this week. Don't forget, if you haven't yet filled out the survey, to go to thecmethod.com/survey. That'll take you straight to a Google survey. Super easy, 2 questions. Would love to hear your feedback and recommendations on what you would like more of in terms of courses, ebooks, etc. And of course, if you do fill out the survey and pop in your email address, I'll give you 20% off your very first purchase. Alrighty, thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you have a fabulous week. I'll talk to you next week. Keep on being awesome. My name's Christina Canters, and this has been Stand Out, Get Noticed. Okay, so since I've been traveling, I haven't really been playing the ukulele, but I think this week it's time for me to get into it. The song this week is one of my favorite songs about being happy and letting all your cares drift away, and it is Hakuna Matata, Hakuna Matata, Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata, what a wonderful phrase. Matata, Hakuna, Matata, Hakuna, Matata, Hakuna, Matata.